is, runs parallel to the ground in a circle in rotary fashion. And then there's the reel type mowers. You have a reel like a thrashing machine.
And those are both run by mowers?
Yes. Uh-huh. And of course, you have your riding mowers. So.
Okay. What do you call a thing that looks like a shovel, only it's just got a handle and you just like this to dig up weeds with? It's got a big kind of shovel thing about like this on the end of it, and it's just got a handle.
Small. Spade.
Okay. What do you call a little tool like that, but it has, oh, it's got two or three prongs?
Oh.
Use it to pull up weeds in it too.
I don't know what you call it.
Okay.
We've got one, but I don't know what you call it.
Okay. Hand me that thing.
Yeah, right.
What do you use to get the leaves up with in the fall?
A rake.
Okay. The different kinds of rakes?
Leaf rake, which has got, it's for leaves, obviously.
Uh-huh.
And they have a lot of small teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a garden rake, which doesn't have as many teeth, and they're further apart, and they're made out of stronger material, and they're used to rake a garden.
Uh-huh. Which one's the most flexible?
Leaf rake.
Okay. Say a pretty good sized tree blew down. Probably the city has sent somebody out here, you know, with a gasoline powered thing to cut the thing up. What would you call that
power
thing?
Power saw.
Okay.
A buzz saw. I'd say power saw.
Okay.
Chainsaw. What am I talking about? Chainsaw.
Okay. Is this the same thing?
Yeah.
Can you name and describe for me several different cuts of beef?
Didn't we go over this before?
I don't know, but did the beef? Yeah, we did.
Well, I remember answering it.
How about cuts of pork?
Yeah, that's what it was.
And lamb?
Yeah.
We went over that.
Yeah,
good.
This is beef, okay.
Well, I imagine I did them all at the same time, so if you've done that.
We have.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah.
Could it be in the book earlier in the book?
Possibly, yeah. Like if it came up, I might have just asked you.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
I'll ask her again if you want.
It's all right. Okay, what about different kinds of chickens? How about that?
Different kinds of chickens?
Yeah, I mean, the way you buy them. It's all different kinds of. Did we do that?
We talk about white meat and dark meat.
Okay, what about when you buy, you know, some of them are bigger than others and that kind of thing. You have names for those?
Hens.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's another name, but I can't think of it. No, I'll keep
that. Okay. What do you call those kinds of sausages? Well, I guess they're kind of sausage, long and red. They serve them at the...
Hot dogs.
Okay. What do you call a kind of sandwich that has like several different kinds of meat, thin sliced meat, and several different kinds of cheese, and it comes in a long bun like this? 6 inches.
Submarine sandwich.
Okay, anything else you might call?
No.
Okay. What would you drink with a submarine sandwich?
I wouldn't drink anything.
Just eat it by itself?
Huh?
If you were having a submarine sandwich for lunch, what would you have to drink with it?
Well, I said you could have anything.
Oh, okay, you could have it. What would you have? Probably.
Iced tea.
Okay.
Or Coke.
Okay. When you say Coke.
Coca-Cola.
Okay.
Brand name.
Does that refer, do you use Coke also to refer to like Dr. Pepper? And
no.
Okay. What do you call stuff like Dr. Pepper?
Dr. Pepper.
Okay. What about,
7-Up.
Okay, you call them all by their brand names? Okay.
When I say a Coke, I mean a Coca-Cola.
You really mean a Coca-Cola?
Right.
All right. You're one of those people, huh?
Yeah.
Well, when I say a Coke, I mean anything. You know, anything